Good morning.
Y buenos dias. Welcome back to LAMP.
The Lawrence and Mia's podcast.
Yes. Hey, y'all.
We're back again with another episode on this wonderful Tuesday morning in the land. Hope everybody's doing good. I'm doing good. Mia, how are you?
Lovely.
Always a ball of energy, as always. Hey, and we're here today to talk and let y'all know what's on our minds.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know either. But that's what we're doing, man. Yeah. We're talking about different topic. Things that you value when you were younger. Oh, I'm sorry. Things that you value now that really didn't mean too much or hold too much importance when you were younger.
Yes.
You know, things that you look at as though they're very important now, but you kind of didn't care or give too much about when you were a young lad. A young lad out here. And for me, one of the most important things is time, man.
Absolutely.
Time is very important to me, man. I value that. I think I value time almost more than money. I really do, because I can make money back. Can't get time back.
That's true. When
so it's gone, it's really, really value that to the utmost. And it comes with everything I do when it comes to going out, dating, just, you know, conversate with somebody. Like, if I see a conversation not going nowhere, I'm cutting it short.
Bye.
I don't even talk to my Uber drivers that long. Like, bruh, we ain't got to talk.
Yo, why they talk so much?
Dude, I
heard there's a button that you can press.
I've been looking for it.
You can press this, they don't talk to me.
Yeah.
That's really, I feel like it's mean, but at the same time, I get it. Because
could you imagine being an Uber driver? You saw that pop up on your screen.
Like, this customer, don't talk
to me. This customer does not want to talk to you. Yo.
Like, but I don't have a whole attitude. Some of them be over the top. Like, I don't mind, of course, the hello, how are you, bro? Yeah, how's your day? Great. But I don't need, we don't have to have a whole conversation.
Not at all, man. No.
Yeah.
But yeah, time is important, man. And it's just so valuable. You know what I mean? Especially when you get older, because you don't know how long you're going to be here. So I need to know. Like, what is we having a conversation about?
Because a lot of people are just wasting your time anyway. You can figure that out rather quickly. So I was telling him I put time frames on everyone. Everybody who want to meet up and have a chit-chat about, you know, let's, you know, talk about X, Y, and Z or brainstorm something, whatever the case may be. Any meeting, I put time frames. Like, okay, yeah, I have Wednesday from 1 to 2. Like, we put in a time frame on everything.
I hate when people ask to meet you and then tell you something they could have told you over the phone.
Oh, gosh.
Like,
yeah.
I really hate, yo, can I meet you? Like, I get that a lot. Being a comedian, you know, from promoters, the people who got ideas, the people who got, yo, man, I just want to meet you, man, so we can sit down, have a little lunch. And then they meet me and they be like, yo, I want to do this show. Like, bruh, you could have told me that on the phone, man. Like, you had to get me up, get dressed, come on over. You could have just said, yo, I want to do a show. Like, I ain't got to meet you and have lunch for that, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot, I get that a lot, man. So for me, yo, don't waste my time. Please don't. Even dating, like, if I ain't for you, don't be trying to fill me out. Like, you know.
Trying to fill me out?
Nah, don't fill me out. Just say, hey, I ain't the one. I'm like, cool, I'm moving on. I'm very, you know, what's the word I want to use?
Mature
enough to say, to be like, I'm just not the one for you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Go on about your business,
babe.
Business. I'm not going to be hurt. I'm almost 40. I don't care.
I don't care.
Like, yo, all right. So, go. Go about your business, babe.
Yeah.
I really don't. Like, I'm honestly at that point where if a female don't like me, I'll be like, all
right. Right.
I'm not even fazed by it. I'm like, cool, that's man. True. I just look at all the money I'm saving.
That's how I look actually at it. That's a good way
I
to look
swear,
at it.
I swear, that's how I look at it. When a female turned me down, I'm like, yep, I just saved some money.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
That's how hey, keep it moving, man.
Yeah. Absolutely, I'm the same.
But I'll let you introduce the second thing.
Oh, yeah, because we were like so hype about this because we really agree. And anyone who follows you on social media would know this because you talk about this all the time. But we were talking about having a washer and dryer in your home.
Let me tell you something. Won't he do it? I'm so passionate about this subject right here.
Like, I'm more passionate than me.
I don't understand how I didn't. Like, how? What do you people do? Like, how do you live at the laundromat and wash your clothes? Not that I'm talking down on y'all, but please get this in your life.
You just don't understand how
the convenience
it is. You really don't.
Like, I can wash clothes at 3 a.m. if I want. Just because I want to wash a load of clothes.
Because I need to. This house ain't washed. Yeah,
just because I want to.
And you can put a load in, go out, what? Do what you got to do, come back, put it in the dryer. It doesn't take, like, when you have to go to a laundromat, you have to block out, like, 2 hours exactly. of your day. Listen, you don't have to do that no more. It's as a time saver.
As we speak right now, I got clothes in the dryer that I ain't even fold yet. I ain't even fold them yet. I just put them in there and let them dry. They're just sitting in there.
It's the best. It really is. I went 1 year without a washer and dryer moving to Atlanta. I went the first year. And I, nice laundromat. Don't get me wrong. It was beautiful, stainless steel. Everything was, it was great. And the one thing I do like about it is that I can do like 3 loads at one time, put them all in the dryer, and then everything is done.
That is a perk.
So that is the perk of the laundromat. I get that. But when I moved into the next apartment and it came with the washer and dryer, instantly I was like, yo, what was I doing last year?
Let me tell you something about me. So I've always had a washer and dryer. When I was younger, I've had one.
Me too, we have one growing up.
Yeah. And I didn't, when I went to college, I commuted. So I always had a washer and dryer everywhere I went.
Yeah.
So it didn't, even when I moved to Atlanta, I had a washer and dryer in the apartment. It wasn't until after I moved out that I didn't have one. And it was just like a shock.
This is
like
what
to see
do.
What people do. You have to do this every week, and I'm a clean freak. So like,
most
I'm
people
a,
that do a laundromat though don't eat there every week.
That's
why they
there.
Come in with loads.
Like
too.
I'm like this. I don't like dirty. Like I'm a very stickler when it comes to dirty clothes.
Yeah.
So for one, like I don't travel with dirty clothes. I either if there's nowhere to wash, I just leave the clothes there. And I'm just talking about my socks, drawers, stuff like that. I do not travel with dirty clothes.
Mm.
So that's one thing. And when I'm in my house, I don't like dirty clothes to pile up. I have 2 baskets, one for white and one for color. And if once it gets full, I'm washing. I just have a thing about that.
Yeah.
So it's like, I had to be there all the time. And it was just like, oh my.
It's just the
people in there, they just don't care. They just come there looking any old type of way. They got their kids in there running around. They're just making a whole day of it. They eating. It's a whole bunch of aromas. It's just
a whole bunch of aromas.
It's different. It's just like, you know, it's Puerto Rican people, black people, white people, and they all eating. I'm not saying nothing wrong with y'all. I'm just
you
saying
know what?
They all eating different things. She eating chicken, he eating chicken or beans and rice, something. It's just all these different scents. It's just
those are good smells.
No.
I'm kidding. Those are good smells.
It's just not a good thing, man. And then when I got it back, I just was like, Jesus, won't he do it?
Jesus, won't he do it?
Oh, I just don't understand. Like, how did people not?
Yeah.
It's just an amazing feeling to just get a load of clothes.
You know, when you don't, if you've never had it, like, you just don't know what you're missing. So we're just saying, like, yo, whenever you come into some money or whatever the case may be, saving for something, and what can I get that would like benefit your life? A washer and dryer.
Tell you, it's
a washer.
Bring
and
your
dryer.
Spirits up.
I'm telling you. It's the best
bring
fit.
Your
yeah.
spirits up.
Get it.
No, another thing that I think I value now more than I did when I was younger, not having anything to do.
Oh, I can. Yes, I can see that.
Like, like if I was younger,
like definitely.
I had to fill up every single moment of the day.
Yeah.
Now,
what am I doing today?
When I come home and I don't have nothing to do, like nothing. Like, I don't have to send no emails. I ain't got to pack. I ain't got to wash clothes. Like, I could just sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ain't even got to have a TV on.
Mm-hmm.
I could just sit down. Just sit down and look out the window.
Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Just have nothing to do.
Because you rip and run so much that it's almost weird at first. It's a moment of like,
yeah, it is.
Wait, do I really have nothing I have to do? Like, you have to really check yourself. Like, am I forgetting something? And then it's like, yo, I really don't have anything I have to do. Like, yeah, that's a dope feeling.
Like, I like it when I'm on the road, when I get into the hotel for the first time. Like, when I check into the hotel, sit my bags down. Mm-hmm. Just sit down, man. Hey. It's a wonderful feeling, man. Just sit. I get so much joy out of just sitting down.
Just sit down.
So I think that those are some top things. You had any other
things? I agree with all of them.
Anything else that you value now more?
Mike, no, I think you hit them all. Like, yeah, literally, it's a time thing. I think it's just peace of mind.
This is a little one, but I kind of value it a lot now. I really didn't care when I was younger. Mm-hmm. When people say thank you, and you know, like I don't know why, I just really, I value that. Like when someone does something or I do something, I go out my way to say thank you to people now. Mm-hmm. For doing certain things, or if I see someone, say have a nice day. Especially like if I'm getting Ubers or out of Ubers, I always tell the person thank you for the ride or good morning. Like little words like that mean a lot to me.
You're
now.
Cordial.
Yeah, good morning, have you know, good night, or have a good evening or whatever. Things like that now do. I value that. Like I would never say if I was younger, I wouldn't even care.
Really? Yeah, I always said
I was a little ignorant. So
that's terrible.
I don't know if it's the South rubbing off on me,
but I think. I notice that now with, like, certain people. I've always noticed that, though, because I was raised to say please and thank you. May I have this? May I, you know. So I noticed that even growing up, I would notice when people didn't. That
I call a lot of people sir and ma'am, too. I do that now a lot.
That's definitely something I think Atlanta, it kind of rubs off. They say, here, I hear ma'am a lot. Like, yes, ma'am. Like, we didn't do that in Philly. Not too much of the ma'ams.
But I say, like, dude got offended from the day I said it. He was like, sir, man, you look older than me. Like, that's what he said to me. Like,
oh, no.
He did. I just like, hey, sir, how you doing, man? He was like,
why you calling me sir?
You look older than me.
Yeah, so. Some people, it depends on where you're at. Like, with the ma'am, if someone says ma'am to me, sometimes I am a little bit like, but I get it. It's a respect thing. But some, I know one woman, there's this one woman that at a certain job I had, and she would almost cuss you out if you called her ma'am.
Wow.
She hated it, like really had a problem being called ma'am. And people would try to explain to her, like, oh, you know, I'm sorry, it's just a respect. She's like, no, she's like, yeah, she didn't like it at all. I don't know why she just had a negative connotation behind it. I don't know if it made her feel old.
She probably was.
I mean, she is, you know, a grown woman. You know, she is a grown woman, but she was not with that. Like, do not call her ma'am. People knew all around the job, like, don't say ma'am to her. And it was like, some people would just forget because you just say it so naturally.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, as soon as you said it, you're like, ugh.
I say it a lot. Ma'am and sir, I say a lot to everybody. Mm-hmm. Just, I don't know. I don't know if it's a thing of respect for me.
Yeah.
You know, when I meet people. But I can't really think of anything else that I value now. That I really put value. I know time is one. My washer and dryer is one. You know what I don't value as much now that I used to value when I was younger? On the flip side, is a car.
Oh, okay. I will say.
And you know what? Let me change that. I think maybe recently because I travel so much.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need one. He's always like in an Uber or whatever. Yeah. Me, I'm not going a day. I remember saying I'd rather let go of my home than my car. Like, I remember, because to me, it makes it so convenient. Now there's Uber and Lyft, so it's different. But to me, it makes it so convenient for me to do everything. Everything I do from, you know, work to this appointment for acting to auditions to make the money that I make to build my lifestyle, it's more convenient with a car. Like, before you'd have to get on this bus, on this train. You know how much time that takes? I would never make everything in my day if I did not have a car.
True.
So I value my car, but I do not value luxury cars. I wish people would stop with that, because the second you drive that thing off the lot, you're never going to get what you're paying for it.
True.
It's over. It's not like owning property. So the whole idea of luxury cars, I don't understand. Like, shout out to Honda. I drive a Honda Accord that I've been driving Honda for years. It's like my third Honda.
Did you drive that car down here?
I drove that car down here. I just drove that car to Charleston, South Carolina and back. Like, that car, I'm telling you.
How long was that
ride? From here, it's like 4.5, 5, if, you know, you hit some traffic. It's like, you know, 4.5 hours. But Philly to Atlanta was like 13.
Yeah, that's a long ride.
That's a long.
I gotta go to Florida on Wednesday. I'm trying to decide if I should drive or if I should fly.
Depends on what part.
It's only five. It's 5 hours away.
Okay. Yeah.
I just don't know if I feel like driving.
Yeah.
Or if I feel like flying. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I definitely value my car.
Yeah. But, I don't. Maybe it's just this past year, and maybe it's because I'm working so much. Maybe if I wasn't working, I would probably value it more. But even then, like, I try not to spend money when I'm not working.
Correct.
So I'll be sitting in the house or. Yeah. Doing something that's free.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really
my
waste gas, you know, no more. Gas is something else I value. I don't waste it now, brother. Before I get up, just drive around. I'm not wasting no gas. Yeah. So that's another thing that I kind of value now. But yeah, I don't value a car as much. Mm-hmm. I think maybe it's just because I'm working. I've been working a lot lately, so I mean, maybe that's the reason, but you know, it is what it is.
Well, I thank God for I literally thank God for a reliable running car every morning. Like, that, yeah. Get needs up. That.
Yeah, I remember I used to remote start or something I value.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, I had
heat that car up
before
you get in
that
there.
That is a value, especially
in the wintertime. In the wintertime, you know,
I had
you gotta heat
my other car had that. I don't have that here. Yeah. I do love heated seats. I have heated seats in this one.
Get it. Keep them buns warm. Keep them buns warm.
So silly. But yeah, those are simple joys we have in
life. Simple joys in life. You can tell we're getting older. You can tell people get older, man. These little things mean a lot to us. You know. So let us know, man. Let us know about what y'all feel and what y'all feel is things that y'all value more now that you didn't value when you was a younger person, and let us know what you think about it.
Yes,
please.
Make sure you are subscribing and following us at The Lamp Podcast on YouTube, Anchor, Google Play, Spotify, iTunes, where else? Party Savers 101.
Pandora.
Yeah, so we on there.
Yes, we are. Check us out. See y'all next Tuesday. We out of here. Peace.